The law, like taxes, can be complex, but just as people can file their own taxes without an accountant, they can also represent themselves in court without an attorney. Pro se representation is becoming more common in small claims court, but the big growth area is family law. The legal community is trying to make it easier for those who want a do-it-yourself divorce, who want to settle paternity matters, or do something like obtain a restraining order. A Dane County woman recently sought help at the Family Assistance Law Center, where attorney Marsha Mansfield volunteers.
And so this is the checklist, okay? And you are kind of right here, where you're completing the marital settlement agreement. And it kind of tells you everything else that you have to do in order to have the right steps taken for a trial.
The legal community is trying a number of things to make it easier for people who want to negotiate the court system themselves. The latest is a self-help section on the state court system website. State law librarian Jane Colwin says the site covers everything from how to change a name or find information on child custody, even how to behave in court.
We often get questions at the state law library about, well, what should I wear or how should I act? And so there's information on the self-help site.
What you won't find on the state's new website is legal advice.
And we say that right at the very top of the page. We want to make that very clear that you know, we're not lawyers and we're not providing legal advice. What we're trying to do is help people get some ideas on what they may be undertaking if they do decide to represent themselves.
Rose DeHart of Lake Mills did that, legally ending her marriage in a 10-minute court procedure without the help of an attorney, something her daughter is now attempting to do.
We went through a pro se divorce, and it was so simple. So I had my daughter go to Outagamie County.
DeHart was surprised and frustrated to learn the county didn't have the court forms her daughter needed.
They flat out told her they don't have any.
Colwin says historically attorneys have developed and filed divorce forms, so not all counties have them, or if they do, they may not be standard. DeHart says her daughter was told by county officials to get an attorney, something she could not afford.
Well, the pro se divorce office, whoever it was at the time that I had called, flat out told me, well, it's going to cost $365 for us to help file the forms, and we do not represent her. And I said, that is ridiculous.
DeHart's daughter eventually bought a pro se divorce packet from an office supply electronics chain store. But after 2 months of struggling to find and fill out the proper paperwork, she's still not divorced. There have been other complications which caused additional delays, such as moving to a different county. DeHart couldn't believe the process could be so difficult, and she wants changes.
The state court system should create forms that are standard throughout the state of Wisconsin, so that it is easy for everybody to walk into their family court commissioner, their clerk of courts, wherever, get these papers. I don't care if they cost $10 or $25 for the packet. I want it easy for people to file for a divorce.
State Court Director John Volker says standardized forms are in the works for 13 northwestern counties, where a survey showed more than half the family cases done are pro se. Another survey in Milwaukee County indicated over 70% of family court cases had at least one self-represented litigant. Volker says the best outcome in any type of case tends to occur where both sides have an attorney, but some may not need, want, or be able to afford one.
Some people just have some bad feelings about attorneys and just won't get one no matter what. But there's different times in the system where we have to do something, you know, providing information to them, to giving them forms, where the process takes into account that we're dealing with people that might not understand the system as well as attorneys, don't understand the rules of evidence, etc.
The court system is trying to adapt to the increasing number of pro se cases. The state's chief justice appointed a task force, which issued recommendations 3 years ago. They include training judges on how to handle pro se cases and also consider simplifying certain legal procedures for self-represented litigants. Some recommendations, like self-represented assistance centers, are already being tried in some counties. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.